So we'll start with the Gemara on Daf Ches Amud Beis. Let me just clue you in. We have Machlokas in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim about Motzi Shemra. And the question is, how many judges do we need in the case of Motzi Shemra? Do you remember the different sheetahs, what Rabbi Meir holds and what Chachamim hold? I'm not testing you. I'm just to see where we're up to. You know what I mean?
We'll do this last week or not?
I don't know, I'm not sure. Just in case we didn't, it works like this. Rabbi Meir says that in Motzi Shemra, all you need is three judges, whereas the Chacham require 23 judges. So in the course of the analysis of this Machlokes, we have the sheet of Abaye. So if you have a Gemara Sanhedrin, you'll turn to Daf Ches Amud Beis, and Abaye says the following. Kuli alma chayshin lelaz umishum kvodum shel rishon hachma yaskina. This is the part that I want to study. Kigon the asru beis tam, that the edim gave a more general kind of hasra instead of saying that you'll be chayv skila, for example, isolating, pinpointing one of the four mises bezdin. They just said in a general sense, you'll be chayv mises bezdin. And Haitana Hudisanya, which means that the machlokas here between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim is really the machlokas in this brisa. Now this brisa is addressing the case of a mesis. What's a mesis? A mesis is someone who entices other people to worship Avodah Zarah. He invites them and he tells them, oh look, this is great, you know, if we worship this idol, who knows what's going to happen, we'll get blessed. And what's unique about Mesis is that in the constellation of prohibitions, this is the only one that doesn't require a Hasra. And the Mesis is Chayav even without Hasra. Disanya v'shar kol chayvim v'sisheva Torah, but with regard to all the other capital crimes, ein m'misen osan el b'edim, b'edim v'asra. You need the three conditions. Edim means you need the highest court, which is 23 judges, and edim means we need two kosher edim, and finally we need asra. Now, what kind of asra do we need? So now the Brisa presents two opinions. According to Tanakama, notice that at this point the Hasra is a general Hasra. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, no, that's not enough. Which of the four misos he'll be liable for? So it comes out like this. The Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Chachamim revolves around a case in which the Edim gave her a hasra klolis, we'll call it, a general hasra, without mentioning b'ezem misi chayevus. Now, could this possibly be a capital case? Could we possibly condemn her for death? So the answer is, according to Rabbi Meir, no, because Rabbi Meir holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Which means, and now, since the Edom did not give her a specific Asra pinpointing the Misa, therefore there's no way we can condemn her to death, hence all we need is three judges. The Chachamim, on the other hand, say we need 23 judges, because despite the fact that the Edom gave a general Asra without mentioning the specific Misa, nevertheless that's a valid Asra, we can put the person to death. The main thing is that the Musra has to know that he or she is going to be put to death. And that's the Sheet of Chachamim, and therefore we're going to require 23 judges. Now what we want to focus our attention on tonight is the definition of Mesis, and why is it that in the case of Mesis, you don't need a Hasra at all. Now, you may notice that this brisa, if you take a look in the Masoret HaShas, also appears in the where is it here? Lekaman Daf Peyamid Beis, which is the sugya in which I don't have here in front of me, but in the sugya of Chavi, of what's it called, Elohein Nisrofim, whatever the name of the perek is, and there's a Hanisrofim. Oh, how do you like that? Okay, so in Hanisrofim, we have a very important Rashi. And Rashi's going to tell us, why is it that with regard to Mesis, we don't need the Hasra? What makes Mesis the exception to the rule? So you take a look first at Rashi here on Daf Ches Amud Beis, and that's about 10 lines up from the bottom. And you'll see a Rashi that starts with the words V'shar Kol Chayvi Misos. So Rashi tells you what's the subject of this brisa. The brisa sort of starts in the middle of the sentence, you know, and it says, but with regard to the other misos, so what was the subject? I mean, Mesis Koi. This is the case of Mesis. So let's just review, because Brian, you came a little late. Mesis is someone who tries to entice the people. I just didn't have paper, so I recycled paper. If somebody could find paper for me, I'd be very much obliged. Okay, but this is what. So we're about to start this. So Mesis is someone who he allures people, he seduces the people of the city to worship Avodah Zarah. You know, he tells them it's a good idea. So he's put to death. Now in the parasha, which is in Perek Yud Gimel in Sefer Dvarim, Rashi quotes Rachmana Omar, Lo Sachmol, you should not have any mercy on the Mesis, because he's really responsible for masses of people worshipping Avodah Zarah.
We have it today as well.
The lo techasa, and don't cover up over him. Mm-hmm. From this, the Gemara is going to learn on Daf Pei, and we have it here in the Braisa, that Nerag b'li Asra, he will be killed without Asra, al yidei hachmanas edim, meaning we can hide two edim, kosher edim, in a box, and they'll see it from a little window, and we can put him to death. So again, Rashi says that the reason why Mesis is the exception to the rule, and you don't need a Hasra, is because of a pasuk, lo sachmol v'lo sachasa. Every other Isur, every other condemnation for death requires a warning, a Hasra. Okay then? He doesn't have to be forewarned. Hatra'ah. Okay then? Now, we're going to start with the Rambam, and we're going to try to figure out, are there any other cases besides Mesis where we kill the person and we waive the requirement of Asura? And in fact, the Rambam has such a case. So if you're looking at this page over here, I want you to just, Tari Tet, it should say on the top left, take a look at this Rambam here. And the Rambam says the following: Ein li edim zomimim shgaga. Now that means the following. We'll have to close the door here. Fellas, can you move away a little bit? Thanks. I don't think they heard me, but so what does this mean? Ein li edim zomimim shgaga. Normally, when a person commits an avera, you're not exactly sure whether he was aware of the prohibition. He might be a shogeg. Maybe he doesn't know that it's prohibited. He's not such a scholar. So he's a shogeg. Says the Rambam, we therefore give masra. We tell him, look, you have to be appraised of the fact that you're about to commit a major sin and you'll get the following punishment. The exception is Edim Zomim. There's no such thing as Shkaga in Edim Zomim. Edim Zomim are witnesses that perjure themselves in best. They told a fabrication. But the Rambam adds four words. Now, I don't know, in the photocopy, did you see my underline?
Yeah.
Oh, so maybe you want to underline it a second time, because I underlined it in pencil, and I want you to underline it in pen. Lefisha ein bohem masa. Now I'm not going to tell you I understand this Rambam, but we have to make this Rambam shogur befinu, meaning we have to memorize it. And the Rambam says that we're going to forego the requirement of hasra. We're going to put the Edim Zomim to death if necessary. And why? Because Ein Bohem Maaseh. They spoke, but they didn't do any action. Is that clear? That they spoke?
Oh, speaking was an action.
Oh, so the Rambam holds that speaking is not an action. That when the Torah requires an action, it's a physical action, it's not just speech. The Ravid in Hasagos, Omar Avram, Zatam lo yadati mahu. I don't understand the Rambam. What does it mean because it's not a masa? Therefore there's no shkoga? Therefore you waive the requirement of Asra? The Im Mipnesha Omar Akosuv, Torah achas yelachem liosa bishkaga, meaning that the Torah says that a person is considered a shogeg because he's an osa bishkaga, right? He did an action, implying that if he doesn't do an action, there's no such concept of shkaga. Again, I don't understand why, but let's just accept it as a right now as a mathematical principle. In Cain, says the Ravid, megadev. Megadev is what we call in English a blasphemer. Ladas chachamim, because chachamim hold that all you need is speech in the case of megadev. You just make a declaration against God. That's called yaki yosi etz yosi, right? Is lo yetzar chasro. According to the Rambam, if the violation only requires speech and no action, therefore you don't need asra. Are we going to come to the conclusion that megadev doesn't need asra? Well, guess what? The Kesef Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, Megadev does not need Asra. Why? Because the Rambam says that in order to be a Shogeg, it has to be on a Maisa. And in the case of Megadev, like the previous case of Mesis, since there's no Maisa, therefore, you don't require Asra. So, Rabosa, if you're keeping a scorecard, I should really write this on the whiteboard. There are two cases where the Rambam explicitly goes on record as saying that you don't need Asra. One is Mesis, and that we had in our Gemara. And now the Kesef Mishnah is claiming that logically the Rambam would have to extend that to include Megadev, because the Rambam says the reason why you don't need Asra is because there's no Maisa. So we have Mesis, which is explicit in our Gemara, and that's the verse that the Gemara is quoting. Now we have the Rambam Edim Zomimim, and now we have the Rambam, according to the Kesef Mishnah, in Megadev. So we've really, you know, expanded the circle of cases where we can put someone to death, because all these three cases are capital crimes, even without a hasra. And the Rambam is going to tell you the reason why is because ein bo maisa.
They're all like word and thought, but they're not physical, all three of them.
Excellent. It's speech, but no physical action. And therefore, there's no requirement of hasra for some strange reason. Ach. However, the Kesef Mishnah says that our sugya says v'shar kol chayve misa shebatorah, with the exception of mesis, all other violations of a capital crime is aim b'misa nosan. We don't put them to death el basra. Azoy state. That's what we just read in our Gemara. Now, the cases of Shar Chayvei Mises Bezdin include many cases where there's no Maisa, because the contrast is between Mesis and other Lavin. So it makes sense that the other Lavin also would be like Mesis, or at least included in that, and they don't have a Maisa. And yet, the Brisa says, Kol Shar Chayvei Mises Bezdin, Eimim Misen Osan, Ela Be'asra. So presumably, even the case of Megadev would be included in Shar Miso, Shar Kol Chayvei Misas Bezdin. Maybe even the case of Edim Zomimim. So the Minchas Chinuch points out that the reason why Mesis doesn't need a Hasra, Rashi says, is because the Torah says, Lo Sachmo V'lo Sachaso. The Torah went out of its way to say, don't have any mercy on the Mesis. We have no tolerance, no compassion for the Mesis. Halav high time, apparently, if not for that reason, the Pasuk itself, then he would be off the hook, this Mesis, if there was an Asra, even though it's a case without a Maisa. Furthermore, the Rambam tells us that if a false prophet comes along, now, what kind of aver is a false prophet? Yesh bo maisa or ein bo maisa? Ein bo maisa, it's only speech. And the Rambam says, in Perek Hey Milchus Avodah Zorah, Novi Amisnabe B'Shem Avodah Zorah, Im Hisrubo HaReza Nechnak. Okay, this is a parak in Sanhedrin called Eluhena Nechnokim, and we're talking about a Novi Sheker. Hare, what do you see from the Rambam? The Afal Pishen Bo Maisa Tzorach Hasra. So we have a funny kind of scorecard here in the Rambam. On the one hand, we have Mesis, we have Edom Zomimim, we have Megadeth, and in all these three cases, the Rambam relieves the requirement of Hasra and says Yechayev Misa without Hasra because Ein Bo Maisa. On the other hand, in the case of Novi Amisnabe, the Rambam himself writes that in Hisrubo, then he gets Mises Bezdin. Why? It's a case of Ein Bo Maisa. Now the plot goes even thicker. The Rambam in Hilchos Mamrim says that if a person curses his father or his mother, he's Chayav Skila V'Tzarech Hasra. You need Hasra. Once again, it's a case of Ein Bo Maisa. So what are we going to do with the following Lavim, which seem to be exceptions to the rule of the Rambam? We have the Chayvei Mises of a Novi Amisnabe, Sheker, or L'Shem Avodas Kochavim. We have the case of Makal Avivimo. We have the case of what else did I leave out? One second. We have the case of Novi, and now we have the case of Makal Avivimo. Alright, and then we have the question of the Minchas Chinuch, that the reason why Mesis is Chayav even without Asra is only because the Torah says Lo Sachma Lo Sachasa. Otherwise, he would be in the general category, and he would require a Hasra. Without Asra, he would not be put to death. According to the Rambam, it's a Lav Shein Bo Maisa. That itself should be just, that should justify the fact that we don't need a Hasra. I had such a business with the photocopy machine. It just derailed me. So I left my water in near the photocopy machine. I'll get it fine. I don't usually like to take a break and shit, but I'm just dying of thirst. Yeah, and I won't be able to complete the shit. Oh, here it is. So we'll try to make some progress here. Okay, what do we have? So we have a whole bunch of questions here. We don't understand the logic of the Rambam, but the Rambam has this principle, and he applies it to Edom Zomimim, and he applies it, according to the Kesef Mishnah, to Megadeth, that if there's no Maisa, then we don't need a Hasra. And logically, we could apply that to Mesis. The Gemara, the way Rashi understood, the Gemara is not operating with Mesis because there's no Maisa, but logically, we could have said that. On the other hand, we have all these cases where the Rambam says that you must have Hasra, even though it's Lav Shein Bo Maisa.
So, sir, as similar as it looks now, the Rambam doesn't say that Mesik is special, apparently.
Exceptional, you mean?
Yeah,
for the exceptional.
It's the same like the other ones, because they're all Shein Bo Maisa, or
it's not clear from the Rambam, because we don't have in front of us the Rambam by Mesis. We're gonna have to really research that. But in theory, even without the Rambam, we should apply the principle that the Rambam formulates in Edom Zomimim, and according to the Kesef Mishnah Megadeth, and apply it to Mesis as well. Because the Minchas Chinuch is bothered because the explanation for Mesis seems to be the pasuk of Lo Sachasa Ola, Lo Simcha Lo Sachasa Ola. Now, Rabosa, if you go back to the Gemara in Sanhedrin, I'll share this with you, Brian, so we can.
Sorry, I can listen.
No. I want you to see it. So we have the Gemara of Rav Papa. Rav Papa has another explanation of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim, and that is Beisha Chavera Askinon. That the case is that she is a knowledgeable woman. That's called in male terms, it's called a chaver. And in female terms, that's called a chavera. The kamiflugi beplugta de Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbanon. And the issue is, do you have to give a hasra to a chaver? And we have a braisa that quotes Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, chaver eino tzorech hasra. Okay, chaver eino tzorech hasra. Why is that a chaver doesn't need hasra? L'fishalo nitna hasra elavchim ben shogig umesim. Right, we want to make sure that he's not going to say, well, I thought it was legal and I thought it was permissible. Well, if he's a scholar, he knows the law, so he certainly knows that this is prohibited. There's no need to give masra. That's Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, the Gemara doesn't quote the Chachamim, but the Chachamim disagree, and they say that even a chaver needs a hasra. Now we understand the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim. We're talking about a case of a chavera. I mean, she's the woman who's married here. About this whole story, Motzi Shemra is a chavera, and the Edom did not give her hasra. So, if we accept the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, now I understand why you need 23 judges, because it's a. Did I get this right? Right, it's a capital case. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says chaver eino tzorech hasra. So, in the absence of hasra, we could still put him to death, because the whole purpose of hasra is to make sure he's not a shogeg, and if he's a chaver, we know that he's not a shogeg. But if you all like the Chachamim, that in any event, even a Chaver needs Hasra, there's some sort of separate requirement of Hasra in and of itself, then we understand Rabbi Meir, because in this case there was no Hasra, hence there's no way that we could put this person to death, this Isha who's a Chaver. So now we go back to the bottom of page, of the right column on page Sadites, and he says... actually, we can fast forward to the top on the left, because he just quotes the Gemara that we just saw, and he says the following: Hine lechachamim, according to the shitas chachamim, the pligi al Rabbi Yossi al karchach the din asra gzeras hakosefu. Once again, you want to make sure you underline these words. In other words, until now, we've been operating with the premise that hasra is some sort of a logical requirement, because otherwise, I don't know if he's a mezid or he's a shogeg. But if that be the case, then Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is correct, and in the case of a chaver, there's no need. It's pointless. It's completely superfluous to ask to demand the hasra. The chachamim apparently have a gezeras hakosef, some sort of yalfusa, which we're about to learn, from which they derive the conclusion that asra is a requirement. Now, whenever you learn a Torah requirement, you are not permitted to give explanations, and based on your logical deductions, you're going to limit it, and you're going to say it doesn't apply in this case or in that case. I mean, that's okay for a drasha before musaf, but that's not okay for a halachic discussion. If the Torah says that you need asra without any exception, without any qualification,
anybody needs
asra, even a chaver. So it's not the logic and the deduction of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that says that why should we need asra in the case of a chaver, but rather it's the gzeres hakosu that the Torah requires asra. And Tosis points this out later on in Daf Mem Amid Beis. There's a brisa that says minayin lasra minat Torah. So if you want to look that up for me, I wouldn't mind. I don't have Mem Amid Beis in front of me. I only have this first volume. And, you know, they made a real mistake here. They should have written what dafim on the outside. I mean, that's what the sifter does for you. Yeah, and what does the Gemara say there? I'm just what Mem Amid Beis, if you don't mind. What pasuk does the Gemara quote? Because he shortens it here.
Mem Aleph Beis.
Mem Amid Beis. By 40b. So there's some sort of brisa, if you can find it, that says minayin lasra min haTorah, and then he cuts it off here in the page shenemar. So I was just curious what pasuk the Gemara is quoting. If you want an easy way of finding it, you look in the what's it called, the Torah or whatever it's called, right? See if you can find the pasuk there.
What's the pasuk?
I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. So if you're asking me, that's like in a tennis game when I hit it back in your court.
Say it.
All right, let's assume there's a possible, okay? Because we're really pressed for time. So he says the following: Bechaber kami boile Tosus says that in the case of a chaver, we can ask the question, do we need a hasra? L'mani yom a chaver tzorech hasra. According to the Man Yomer, who requires Asra, even in the case of a Chavar, that's the Gemara's question, Minayin L'Asra Min HaTorah. You don't see those words, Minayin L'Asra Min HaTorah, on Daf Mem Amud Beis. Probably it's a misquote. But what was the Tosus? What was the Dima Maskelin Tosus?
Minayin L'Asra Min HaTorah.
Oh, so it's got to be some of the Gemara, no?
Yeah.
Unless Tosus invented a Gemara that we don't have, I mean.
Oh, Shinemar Vishha Shaykah at Acho. It's Gates Girl. Vishha Shaykah at Achoto, it's from Vaikrakav. It's actually my permissive partial thing from Kadoshim. Vishha Shaykah at Achoto, but Aviv or Batimo, Verait or Vata Viti Red or Vato Chesedu, Venichrotul, Ene Benamam, Evata Choto Gila, Avonoisa. So. Atu
Beraya,
Talia
Milton says the Beraya. Okay, we're gonna skip that for now. But Tosus says Bechaver Kami Boile. Do you have that?
Yeah.
Leman Diomer Chaver Tzar Chasro. In other words, this whole question of Minayin Lasro Min HaTorah is predicated on the fact that we're not dealing with a logical conclusion. If the purpose of Hasra exhausts itself in Lahavchin Beit Shogu Mesa, the Gemara wouldn't have asked Minayin Lasro Min HaTorah. We know that you can't put someone to death unless he was amazing and not a shogeg. We don't put a shogeg to death. So I don't need a pasuk in order to derive the conclusion that you need a hasra. But the answer is, why does a chaver need a hasra? That's according to the chachamim of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, that a chaver needs a hasra. And therefore we need a pasuk. So we see clearly that according to the Chachamim of Rabbi Yossi, that hold that a chaver needs hasra, the din of hasra is exeris hakasuv, and it's not kidei lahavchin ben shogeg l'mezid, because then it wouldn't apply in the case of a chaver. We know he's amazing. Now there's another halach in hasra. Excuse me. In addition to the requirement of Asra, which means warn the fellow that if he violates this Iser, he's going to be punished, the criminal has to be Matir Atzmo Lemisa. Does everybody here, or does anybody here know what that means? Matir Atzmo Lemisa? Yes, no, maybe so.
No.
Okay, so what's Yatir Atzmo Lemisa? Yatir Atzmo Lemisa means that after he hears the Hasra, he has to make a declaration that indicates that he accepted the Hasra. And he has to say, Afal Piken. You found something there, Mitch?
No, I
Oh, okay. No, I thought maybe you saw something there. Okay. Now, on the one hand, according to the Chachomer of Yossi, we have a pasuk which you said over there in Vayikra Chav. That's going to be the source for Hasra. And even though he's a chaver, we have to give him Hasra. What's the source for this other halacha that the Musra has to accept upon himself Hasra? Omar Rava. So this is on Daf Mem Aleph Amin Aleph. Maybe you'll find that. Mem Aleph Amin Aleph. The pasuk says, "Yumas hames, achiyatir atzmo lemisa." Well, you got the right pasuk, but the wrong drasha. See if you can find the drasha that says achiyatir atzmo lemisa. It's quoted by Rava. Wait, Mitch, I didn't see. Did you say Chizki or something? Oh, I see. Yeah, Amar Rav Vitei Merav Chizki, yeah. Do you have the Torah or so you can read the first part of the Pasuk, or you know, maybe you know by heart?
No,
all right. Okay, you know what? Forget it. Let me just ask you this. Do you have any commentary there, like Rashi, or maybe Rabbi Steinzel, somebody who tells you what is Achiyatir Atzmo Lemisa mean? And what
Al Pi Shnayim Eidim, or Shlosh Eidim, Yumas HaMes.
Okay, excellent. Right, does it tell you what Yatir Atzmo Lemisa means?
No,
What does Rashi say? Okay, fine. Yeah. Okay then. So again, if Rav derives the requirement of Achiyater Atzmo Lemisa from a pasuk, what does that indicate? Whenever you derive something from a pasuk, that what?
No exceptions.
Well, that's true, but what else? Is it logical or is it? No, it's not logical. In other words, he heard the Hasra. Why does he have to make a declaration that even though you told me this, I'm still going to go ahead and do what I'm going to do? So Tosis is going to claim the following, that if Hasra is a logical derivation, now who says that Hasra is a logical derivation? That's Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, right? Because he's the one who says that a chaver doesn't need Hasra. He's not operating with Gzeiras HaKosu. He's operating with a logic that Kedei Lahavchin Bein Shogu L'Mezid. We need Hasra just for one simple reason, and that is to determine that he's amazed and he's not Hasra. So Tosis now offers the possibility that according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, we don't have this pasuk of Yumas Abes, this drush, I mean to say, that you need Yater Atzma L'Misa, and therefore you don't need Yater Atzma. Meaning Yater Atzma L'Misa is not a logical premise or condition. But then Tosis says, Inami Chaver Ke'ilu Hiter Atzma. So in the first pshat, he's dropping the requirement of Mater Atzma L'Misa, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, because Hasra is logical. In his second approach, Tosis is saying that you need Yater Atzma L'Misa even in the case of even according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. However, since we have a chaver, then a chaver is ke'ilu hiter atzmo lemisa. In other words, he knows that he's going to put to death because he's a scholar. You know, he came to our shiurim in Sanhedrin, so he knows exactly what the law is. So l'pirish harishon, according to the first commentary of Tosfos, is only the chachamim who derive hasra from gzeiras hakosuv. They require yater atzmo lemisa. But Tosfos would insist that Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, does not require Hasra. Why? Because Hasra is only a logical derivation, right? It's not derived from a pasuk. We don't need Yater Atzma L'Misa. According to Tosfos' second approach, however, even Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda requires a Mater Atzma L'Misa, despite the fact that he doesn't have any sort of Gzeiras HaKosuv Hasra. Hasra is a logical requirement, just La'avkin Beit Shom L'Mezid, which does not apply in the case of a Chaver. Tosfos says, nevertheless, we need Yater Atzmo L'Misa. And why is that so? He says, Shiny Chaver. Oh, so, if that be the case, does a Chaver actually have to make this declaration of, I accept the Hasra, I realize full well what the repercussions are of my actions? No, he's a chaver. It's ke'ilu hiter atzmo l'misa, which means that all he has to do is indicate that well, actually, I don't know. He quotes here a bit eerie, which a little bit confuses me. I'll just read it to you. He says, "Kamo shmasam yirisham shem shasak lahasra also yesh lachush shalo haven." Lahasra. Oh, just one second. We're not talking about a chaver here, according. Which is, I thought we were talking about a chaver. The afler of Yossi de lo be'inan asra. Nevertheless, we need yater atzma l'misa. B'sharni chaver de choshev ki'ilu hiter atzmo. Is ha'inim kemosha kosav ame'iri she'esham she'im shasak lehasra also. What do you mean shasak? There's no asra. We're going to talk to Rabbi Yossi review. Yesh lachus shelo haven and sasra vafilu kibel in lo hiter atzma l'misa shem esover shederch tochacha who omer came v'lo b'tar sasra gemura v'lo chashiv meizin. Then this whole last piece, he's not talking about a chaver here. He can't be talking about a chaver. He's talking about someone who's not a chaver, and it's not going to be sufficient that he heard the hasra because he's not sure. We're not sure, at least, whether he was serious about the Hasra, meaning whether he may have attributed other motivations to the Hasra. So let's just summarize what we need going forward over here. We had a whole bunch of kashas on the Rambam. The Rambam seems to be very inconsistent about this principle that if there's no Maisa, you don't need a Hasra. Then we moved on to the question of Chaver. We came up with Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who's operating with Hasra in a logical vacuum, without the Torah, without the Pasuk, as opposed to the Chachamim, who are operating with the Gzeres HaKosu, which the Gemara formulates in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Amid Beis, Minayin LaHasra Min HaTorah, and the Gemara derives it from a Pasuk. Tosus points out that the question of Minayin LaHasra Min HaTorah is only formulated according to the Chachamim, because the Chachamim insists that even a Chaver needs Hasra, which means ipso facto that Hasra is not logical, because why should a Chaver need Hasra? There must be a separate Gzeres HaKosu, and that's where the Gemara derives from a pasuk over there. That's the sugya on Daf Mem Amid Beis. Then he has a sugya called Matir Atzmo Lemisa, and Tosis vacillates about the following question: what would Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda say in the case of a chaver? Does he require Yatir Atzmo Lemisa? So one way of saying it is that Yatir Atzmo Lemisa has to be derived from Gzeres HaKosuv, and that's what Rava does. And he has this Yalfus of Yumas HaMes, Achi Yatir Atzmo Lemisa. It means that the requirement of Yatir Atzmo Lemisa is not a logical requirement, but rather it's a Gzeres HaKosuv. That reflects the Shita of the Chachamim, who hold that Hasra in general is a Gzeres HaKosuv. So now we're going to add another condition into the validity of the Hasra. The Hasra is only valid if he's Matir Atzmo Lemisa. That's one day in Tosus. So therefore, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Chaver in Tzorach Lasra, then according to this approach, you don't need that the Chaver be Mater Atzmo Lemisa. Inami, Tosis says, is in the case of a Chaver, is Ki'ilu Hiter Atzmo, which means that even Rabbi Yossi, who holds in general that for a Chaver you don't need a Hasra, correct? You don't need a Hasra because according to Rabbi Yossi, the purpose of the Hasra is only la'avkin bein shogi l'mezin, and that doesn't apply in the case of a chaver. But nevertheless, you need that the chaver be mater atzmo l'misa, but in the case of a chaver, it's already considered ipso facto to be yater atzmo l'misa. That is basically a summary of what we've learned until now. Let's move on to a Gemara later on in Sanhedrin, Adaf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Amar Avuna, Rodev, Eino Tzorech Hasra. This is fascinating because we've been talking about a very limited number of cases that don't require Hasra. But now we're expanding our scope and we're talking about a Rodev. So Reuven is running after Shimon, he's got a knife, he's about to kill him. So we can put Reuven to death in order to save Shimon, even without Hasra. That's the Shita of Rav Huna. The Gemara quotes a support for Rav Huna that Rodev doesn't need Hasra from a Braisa. The Braisa says, Rodev, shall you Rodev achar chavero lahargo? Omer lo, he says to him, Re'eh, she Yisrael, look who you're running after, a Jew, Ben Bris, he's part of the covenant. HaTorah Omer, and the Torah says, Shofek nam ha'odom ba'odom, domo yishofek. Hatzel domo shel ze b'domo shel ze. Says Rashi, lo ketoni yodea ani v'amanas kenani ose. In this brisa, when you're allowed to shoot the gun in order to kill the rodev, it doesn't say that the rodev has to declare yodea ani, which is called matir atzmo lemisa. Says Rashi, ein kan kabolas hasra. He doesn't have to give us some sort of a feedback that he accepted the hasra and it went in, and despite that he's going to do what he's going to do. So there was no kabbalah hasra, and yet afilu hachi mechayev. So the Gemara wants to know: does this support Rav Huna? Because Rav Huna was the one who said Rodev einu tzarech hasra. So the Gemara says no. This brisa doesn't support Rav Huna, because this brisa reflects the shita of Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda holds that chaver ain't a tzorach l'asra, because hasra is logical, and it's just to establish that he's amazing. Pirush Rashi, Hilkoch, chaver lo tzorach hasra, ama oretz, boy l'asruye be, delo neima shogiko, you see, ama kabolas hasra, filu b'ama oretz, lo boy. Now this is a radical departure from everything we've been saying, because now he's saying that an Am Haaretz, even though he needs Hasra, but he doesn't need Kabbalah Hasra, all according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda limits Hasra to the case of an Am Haaretz, and you would have thought that in the case of Am Haaretz, he needs a full-blown Hasra, which has two parts to it, right? One of that he's going to get punished, that he's involved in a very severe criminal act, and he has to accept that Hasra. But Rashi indicates that if you hold like Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, even in the case of an Am Haaretz, there's no need for Kabbalah Hasra, because Kabbalah Hasra is a Gzeiras HaKosov. It's not a logical requirement. Is Mavur b'Gemara, we see that according to Rashi, the Gemara is telling us that according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, a Chaver doesn't need a Hasra, and in the case of an Am Haaretz, even though he needs a Hasra, he doesn't need to be Matar Atzal Misa, because Matar Atzal Misa is only a din of Hasra, meaning it's a requirement, it's a formal legal requirement, and we're going to derive it from a pasuk. So if I hold that Hasra fits into that category of a formal legal requirement, which is the Chachamim of Yossi, then we could add another Gzeiras HaKosuv, namely that we need Yatir Atzal Misa. But according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, that Hasra itself is nothing more than logical. It doesn't derive as a din Hasra, but rather we need to know that he's amazing. We don't have to go a step further now and derive from a pasuk that he has to be Matar Atzmul Misa. So again, paradoxically, in the case of an Am Haaretz, according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, there's one dimension of Hasra that he doesn't need. In other words, Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is always quoted as saying that a Chaver doesn't need Hasra, implying that an Am Haaretz needs Hasra. Well, if an Am Haaretz needs Hasra, we should check off two requirements. Number one, the Hasra itself. Number two, the Kabbalah Hasra. Then, that's not so. We're going to derive from the Sugya on Daf Ayin Beis that although an Am Haaretz needs Hasra, he only needs it for a logical reason, and that is Lahavdin Beit Shogeg Lemezid. But in the case of Yatir Atzmo Lemisa, that's not a logical requirement. The Gemara says, Omar Rava Minayin, how do you know this? It's based on Gzeiras HaKosov. Therefore, in the case of an Am Haaretz, even in the case of an Am Haaretz who needs Hasra, but he doesn't need to be Matir Atzmo Lemisa. Are we following this? I mean, I'm having a lot of hadar for this. I just don't know if I'm going too fast.
This last one was in the name of who? Was it the name of our?
The last piece was Rashi, right? Rashi over there.
But in who? In which opinion of the Gemara?
Rashi is talking about Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and he says that you don't need a Kabbalah Hasra, even though he's an Am Haaretz, and that's how Rashi interprets this Gemara. That when the Gemara says about Rav Huna that I'm going to support Rav Huna who says that a rode feinet tzorach hasra from the fact that you don't need a kabbalah hasra, so the Gemara rejects this, and this is not a proof for Rav Huna. Why? Because the brisa was authored by Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, and the whole purpose of hasra according to Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda is the logical purpose, and therefore you don't need a kabbalah hasra. So when the brisa says that, you know, we warn him and we tell him Shofek Tama Adam Adam Yishofek, that he, if he kills, he's going to be put to death and all that, we don't require according to this price that he accepts the Hasra. Well, that's not going to be a proof for Rav Huna, because that price was authored by Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. He doesn't need Kabbalah Hasra in any case, not even in the case of an Am Haaretz. And if this brisa reflects the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, how do we know that a rodev doesn't need a hasra? Because in the case of a rodev, we're talking about an Am Haaretz, right? Presumably, and he's going to require, and that's Rav Chisda's view actually, a full blasted hasra from soup to nuts, which means not only the hasra, but he's going to have to be mekabelit. The brisa seems to indicate he doesn't have to be mekabelit. That's because the brisa is operating within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda never required kabbalas atzmo of mater atzmo lemisa. That requirement of mater atzmo lemisa is a derivative of a gzeiras hakosuv within the framework of shitas chachamim, that the whole enterprise of hasra is a gzeiras hakosuv, that it works according to the din. It applies even to a chaver, and now we have to be mater atzmo lemisa. this brisa that you're quoting is just simply a reflection of Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda. We're going to accept the Shitas Chachamim that there's a special derivation, Gzeres HaKos Vasra, and we're going to go a step further. We're going to require not only Hasra in the sense of warning you, but also we're going to require Yater Atzma Levisa, and that's also based on Gzeres HaKosu, and that's derived from Yumas HaMes. And in the case of Rodef, there's no reason, there's no rhyme or reason why we should alleviate the Rodef for the requirement of Hasra. That's what we got so far. Now we get back to the Rambam. The Rambam writes something very strange, very new, in Hilchas Sanhedrin. He says that Echad Talmid Chacham V'Echad Ama'aretz Tzorech Hasra. Now, who does he accept in the Machlok stream, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim? When he says that even a Talmud Chacham needs Asra.
Chachamim.
Right? So then he's working with Gzeres HaKos, but look at the next words of the Rambam. Shalom nidna Asra, elav kebet shogi levezim, v'sheva shogi goya. I mean, this Rambam, just like torpedoes, everything we've been building here, you know, in one fell swoop. We've been saying that if the Chachamim are operating within a Svara, then there's no reason to apply that requirement of Asra in the case of a Talmud Chacham, a Chavim, because he knows the law and he's definitely amazing. And yet the Rambam says no. Even a Talmud Chacham might be a Shogeg, hence we have to require Asra. He's crossing all political lines over here. He's making a big challenge over here. On the one hand, he's accepting the Shita of the Chachamim. And the other hand, he's using the logic of Rabbi Yosef of
Yehuda.
Right, Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda is saying that the whole purpose of Hasra exhausts itself in Shogi Amazin, and therefore it doesn't apply to a Chaver. We've been saying that the Chachamim have Gzeres HaKosu. But they're not operating with the logic of Lahavchin, because if they were, they wouldn't apply the requirement of Hasra to a Chaver. And yet the Rabbi requires the Hasra for a Chaver as well. And he says, Kedei Lahavchin ben Shogi Gumeish. Haresha Kosav a Rambam. You know, whenever you learn a Rambam, there's always something exciting going on here. You know, there are fireworks. Kosav a Rambam. Sha'af l'chachamim depligi al Rabbi Yosi. Usvir le dechaver tzorech hasra. Hod tzorech hasra. Lo avi migzeres hakosu. Despite the fact that we saw the sugya nafmem minayim lasra min haTorah. The Rambam said I was oblivious to that Gemara. Elamit tamlo nitna asra elav kibbein shogi lemezid. But the Chachamim hold that even a chaver is not considered amazing. In other words, we can't always assume that he's amazing. And therefore, sheva shogeg haya. And hence we need a hasra. Again, you wonder, according to the Rambam, what is then the machlokas between Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim? Because we thought the machlokas is whether a chaver needs asra. Now the Rambam is saying that even the chacham require asra. Ubir dvara. Let's try to take a shot at understanding the Rambam. The kaimalon to be inen hasra toch kedei dibur liavera. Here's another technical absolute requirement in asra. It's got to be immediately before the avera. In other words, as you know, you can count a few seconds after the Asra is finished when the Avera is implemented. Shem Shah Yosef Mikdei Dibur, if the time period of Sheila Shalom Lecha Avimah, that passed, Ikal Amema, we could raise the possibility, Shekvar Shachach Asra. Okay, fine. Shachach here I don't think means exactly what we think it means, literally. Shachach means, you know, he's caught up in the passion of the moment, and he forgets everything. We have to know that immediately after the Asra, he implements the Avir. The Afal Gav, the Bechola Torah Kula, Choshev Mezid, Li Isur, Afal Gav, the Havi Yosef Mikdei Dibur. He says that if you're talking about Isurim, if a person got a warning, we will consider him amazed. Even if a moment of time would have passed, would have elapsed from the Asra, we're not going to assume he forgot the Asra. It must be that there's a din mezid miyuchad le'inyan onesh. In other words, as far as violating the Isur is concerned, he's amazed. But in onshim, if we want to have that gumption, you know, and actually physically, you know, either take his life or punish him in Malkus, whatever, then there's a separate din that we need a new mazid. It's a new category of mazid. You want to underline the word mazid here. A new din of mazid. And it could be that this new din of mazid is derived from a pasuk. Why? Because again, in Isurim, we're going to assume that he violated the Isur of the Mazid. Why then do we suspend the punishment because he didn't violate the Asura immediately? Tokidei Dibur. Some sort of new din of Mazid. That in order to punish a person as a Mazid, it's not enough that we consider him a Mazid. He definitely is a Mazid, but he's not a Mazid as far as the standards and the requirements of Onshim are concerned. And Tosus writes that when the Gemara says, Minayin L'Asura Min HaTorah, Hainu minolon to be'inon hamis tokidei dibur, that he committed the murder tokidei dibur. So this whole concept of tokidei dibur, Tosafot says, is a gzeiras hakosov. Because as far as Isurim is concerned, we know he's amazed, and we'll consider him amazed. V'ilokein lo chashiv mazed de'onesh, meaning if he didn't implement the avera tokidei dibur lasra, he's not called amazed as far as onshim is concerned. Is kmo chen yalfina mikra de chaver tzar chasra v'ilav hachi lo chashiv mazed leonesh. Wow. He's saying that the Rambam is going to require asra even in the case of a Talmud Chacham. Why? So the Rambam gives us a very odd answer. He doesn't say, well, you know, because I hold like the Chachamim that a chaver needs asra because of gzeiras hakosuv. No, I need asra because otherwise he's a shogeg. How could that be? The answer is, just like in the case and the requirement of tokidei dibur, we have a separate halach in onshim that we cannot implement in onish unless the violation of the asra was tokidei dibur the asra. So too, we have a halach in chaver that we cannot punish the chaver unless he heard the asra. So the asra here is for the sake of this new fulfilling this new requirement for onshim of mazid. There's a mazid with a small mem and there's a mazid with a capital mem. Do you follow what I mean? The mazid with a capital mem is the mazid of onshim, and for that we need asra. Not only do we need asra, but we need that the implementation of the avera was tokidei dibur of the asra. Now, what I'm trying to figure out at this point is, would there be a difference here between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda? Let's see. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda says that Asra is logical, and therefore a Chavar doesn't need a Hasra. Here's the rub. According to the Rambam, even the Chachamim agree that there is a din of the definition of asra is la'avchin bein shogeg lemezid, correct? But yet the Rabbanon require asra in the case of a chaver. So what's the yesod haplugta between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim about the case of asra of a chaver? The machlokus is: do we have a separate gzeiras hakosuv in terms of onshim that raises the bar on mazid, and we need a mazid, as I said, with a capital mem? That's the Chachamim shita, and in order to get there, to achieve that goal that would allow us to punish him as a mazid with this capital mem, we need two things to happen. Number one, we need asra, and number two, we need that he implement the avera tokidei dibur of the asra. And in the lack of the absence of any of these, the Rambam is going to call him a shogeg. Again, he's only a shogeg relative to this requirement of a mazid. And the Rambam is going to apply this even to the chaver, even though a chaver is clearly a mazid, but he's a mazid with a small mem. In other words, that's the general universal mazid. That would be a mazid for Isurim. But l'inyan onshim, the Rambam's understanding of the Chachamim is that we raise the bar and the requirements of a mazid l'onshim. A mazid l'onshim has to be such a mazid, he's got to be so bold and brazen that he violated Hasra. And when did he violate Hasra? Tokidei dibur. And all this is derived from psukim to establish a din mezid miyuchad. If you could underline those words, because that's the main thesis. Okay, now lidas Rambam, the ikar din asra lekuli alma hu kidei lahavchin bein shogig lemezid. Mikolakom, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbanan, plihi b'tarti. Chada, iika din mezid miyuchad l'inyan onesh. Okay, and therefore this din of mezid miyuchad l'inyan onesh requires asra, even in the case of a chava. That's the Rabbanan shita. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi never heard of it. He never recognized it. Uplihi gamken, there's another machlokas, and iika din nosof b'yonsh sorg chiyater atzol l'miso lo. Dil Rabbi Yossi, the chaver lo tzorach asra, kol din asra v'chak mishum shei mezid. Just to clarify and establish that he's certainly amazing. L'chacham milvad midine onesh, milvad midine onesh be'inan asra k'dei l'avchin bein shogig l'mezid. That was a separate din according to the chachamim of the din onesh. Is be'inan gam asra migzeres hakosuv k'dei shiyatir atzmo l'misa. And that's what we decided before, based on the drush of Rava, of Yumas Habes, that you need to be Matir Atzmol Amis. So that's also Gzeres HaKos, which the Chachamim accepted. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda didn't accept it, because he's operating within the framework of Svara. V'hine b'ksubis daf lamin gimel, pligi, im musra l'dover chamur, havi musra l'dover kal olo. Let's say they gave him Hasra for Misa. Can we punish him with Malkus in a case where, for technical reasons, he cannot be punished with Misa? But at least, do we say that the Misa L'Dover Chamur is automatically, you know, it's like Le'yesh B'Klal Masayim Mana, the 200 includes 100, includes also a Hasra for Dover Kal. And this becomes a major machlokes in the Gemara. The Afal Gavdim Hisru L'Dover Chomer Bevadei Avi Mezid L'Dover Kal. If he was amazed for a Misa, certainly he's amazed for Malkus. V'Tosu Shom Kosu the Gzera Sakosuvu Deveinon Sheyater Atzmo Liosa Misa Bein Kalo Bein Chamura. So they gave him Asra for the Misa Chamura, and he was Matir Atzmo for the Misa Chamura. So why shouldn't that be Matir Atzmo for a Misa Kalo? The answer is Gzera Sakosu. Hareish et kosu tosis piksubis dehad ve'inan shiyater atzmo l'misa lo avi la'avchin bein shogig l'mezid ki im da'avi gzeres hakosu ulekach sfir le'lechad man diomar de've'inan shiyater atzmo li'osa misa, and therefore musul davar chamul avi musul davar kal. He has to be matiris atzmo for that misa that was mentioned in the hasra. And that's not going to cover him as Asra for a different punishment. Now he quotes a work that's called Chamra V'Chaye. I'm not sure, I didn't get a chance to look that up, who authored this sefer. Anyway, later on in Sanhedrin, he says, Yesha hochichu min asug yesham, shasras malkus, ein tzarch shiyater atzmo l'malkus. That when we have a gzeres hakosuv, yumas ames, that you have to be matir atzmo l'misa, that applies only in the case of misa, but it doesn't apply to the case of malchus. Ela kol she hisru bo vehirchin rosho shasa karezachayv malchus. So all he has to do is nod his head, indicating that he heard the asra, and we can invite it. You know, we can go on. The kamri shonim srili the tzarch shiyater atzmo l'malchus. Hare nechliku arishonim im b'malkus be'inan shiyater atzmo l'malkus olo. Ubitumim kosav, that's Rabbi Yonos and Ibishit, the kevo da posik the alfina mine de be'inan shiyater atzmo sa'iri b'misa the ksiv. Oh, they're davening Myers now?
Yeah.
Ruch adinu em v'roch v'omved. All right, Rabbi Yonos, we'll have to stop here. Hopefully we'll be able to finish this up next time, please.